Okay. What about the corn maze? No? Apple bobbing? Pumpkin picking? Honey, it's not that I don't want to go into the scare house, but historically, you're a big baby. You are. Don't put your hands on your hip and pout at me because you can't handle being jump scared by people in trashy costumes. You can and you will, huh? Okay, tough girl. Prove it. Let's go into the scare house. And I want you to know that no matter what happens in here, I told you so. You're questioning my faith in you. And you should. Baby, look around. It's evening. Fog is rolling in. And they put the scare house on top of a hill. Not to mention, it's Resident Evil themed this year. And you nearly pissed yourself playing the game. I just don't want you to do something stupid to impress me. Yes, to impress me. You do it often. Remember when you said that you could come 4 times consecutively? And then after 2 orgasms, I had to take a death grip on your hips to hold you still while eating you out. You didn't make it past 3, but I did drag the 4th one out of you while you were sleeping. Shh, pretend you didn't hear that. Non-con, remember? I took that vow seriously. Besides, have you seen yourself? I'm dating you for a reason. Yeah, you're amusing, and you make me laugh, like, way more than I'd like to admit. But you're also kind of, sort of, like, really hot. You are. I won the girlfriend lottery. And I intend to cash in on that every chance I get while you're sleeping or awake. Hey, whatever it takes to make you happy. Alright, we're here. Are you sure that you're ready to go inside, babe? Alright. Okay, whatever you say. After you. Ugh, there's nothing stopping them from using a candle in the scare house. But I guess mildew does smell decrepit. It is kind of dark. Darker than usual. Oh. I take it back. A candle would be great right now. Ow! Fuck. For someone who chose this, you're digging your nails into my arm quite hard. Come on. Move those feet. The faster we walk, the quicker we'll get out. This is so lame. You actually can't be scared right now. They're just people, my love. People doused in stupid amounts of body spray. You can't be afraid of a zombie that's wearing Sauvage cologne. If this were actually a scare house, then... Oh my god. Fuck. Okay. Wow, that was kind of good, actually. Love, are you... Wait a minute. Alex, is that you? Huh? Yeah. Alex, like, my ex-girlfriend, Alex.
And if it is?
Then suddenly this is the scariest haunted house that I've ever been in. What are you doing here anyway?
Working? What are you doing here, Faye? You don't scare half as easily as most of the people here. And you think this kind of thing is cheesy. What brings you to the scare house? Wait, let me guess. It has something to do with the little mouse hiding behind you.
Babe, do you want to come out and say hi? This is Alex. I've told you about her before. Yeah? Alex, this is my girlfriend. My super brave, super courageous girlfriend. Who wanted to prove to me that she only eats pussy. And not that she is one.
And how's that working out?
You tell me.
Judging by the tear stains, which look sexier than they should in black light, I'm going to say that you're not having fun. Am I right? Of course I am. Though, I've got to admit, Faye Baby has impeccable taste in women. You're a fucking delight, aren't you? Blown out pupils, clinging to her jacket like your life depends on it, hiding behind her shadow. You get off on how tall she is, How she always smells a little like rain, even when she's soaked in sweat from fuck.
Alex?
What? I'm only having a conversation with her. And besides, she likes it. She likes me.
Huh?
Look at me. Don't give her worried side glances. I assure you, if Faye wasn't obsessed with you, then she wouldn't be in this scare house. You know, it's my job as a haunted house actor to read people's reactions. You cried when I jumped out, yes. But now your heart rate is steadily increasing for another reason. Either it's because you're picturing Faye in nothing but a sports bra, sweatpants and candy corn boxes. Or you're picturing me in nothing but the orange and black thong that's underneath my costume. Which one is it, sweetness?
She doesn't want to fuck you.
Oh, okay. Tell her what you want then. Go on, lie to your girlfriend. Say that you're not thinking about getting fucked in the prop room of a scare house.
What? Oh, for the love... Don't tell me she's right. Alex, let go of her chin. Baby, look at me. Hey, no struggling. I only grab your cheek so roughly because I adore you. More so, I adore that look of fear that blooms in your eyes. Now, allow me to bend down to your level so we can truly sort this out. Baby, light of my life, whore that I own, tell me truthfully. Do you want to be used and abused in a scare house by me and my ex? Or do you want to go home? If we start, we will not stop until I have you thrown over my shoulder and carry you out of here, leaking like a ripped bag of kettle corn. Choose wisely.
I know that look as well as you, Faye.
I see. Where's the prop room?
I'll lead. You carry the merchandise.
Come on, love. On my shoulders. It's where you'll end up anyway. Wrap your legs around me. Don't be shy now that you've got an audience.
Should be right around here.
That's a curtain.
And?
You really don't know who you're dealing with. Unlike you, she's a screamer.
So choke her.
Off my back, babe. Stand pretty before we bring you down to your knees. Show Alex the woman you are. How you instinctively straighten up and my hands fit in its place. My favorite place. On the small of your back. Traveling up your spine. Feeling every shiver, every curve of bone as my lips brush your ear. And my hands continue up to knot in your hair.
Pulling your head back to lock eyes with her while my hands situated under your shirt. Mind the cold hands, sweetness. A little temperature play never hurt anybody. Neither did a few love bites from a slutty zombie. peppered over the slope of your throat. May I?
Shall I nod for you? Or are you going to continue to give me fuck-me eyes until my strap is inside you?
I'll take that giggle as a permission to bite.
Normally, I don't like sharing, but you do look like a centerpiece to be passed around. Just don't forget who you belong to, or I'll show you something much more frightening than cheap thrills, darling. Come here.
Don't startle.
Give me a kiss.
But these pants have got to go. They're blocking what I want. Faye, a hand. The middle finger. How mature.
You're too gentle with her, baby. Lose those pants for me, please. I'll undo the button for you. Make them scarce quickly. That's my precious scarehouse whore.
That's my precious scarehouse whore. Whipped much?
Taste her and you'll find out why.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Stay still for me, sweetness.
So this is what you look like when you're getting your pussy eaten? Eyes lidded. Lips parted. And those moans that I love so much. It's even better from this angle. I do need to keep it down, baby. We're not alone here. Let me help you. Baby, hey. What do you say? You turn around to face me and get down on your knees.
Desperate.
For her? Always. I wouldn't have worn a glow-in-the-dark strap-on otherwise. Why are you looking up at me in that way? Did you think I came here unprepared? I know we agreed on wholesome fall fun, but you should have known by now. I've got a thing for taking you in places where I shouldn't. You get so bashful. Trying to hide yourself while it's clear that you're enjoying eating my pussy. Or having my fingers curl into you while I have a fistful of your hair. Now it's no different. Get down on your knees and suck, pretty girl.
Alex is going to have you ride her tongue while you choke. My makeup could use some extra smudging. Come here and don't even think about hovering. No buts. We may only have a curtain and a little bit of time, but if I ask you to sit on my face, that means I want your weight. Don't tease me. Faye used to do that shit while saying, I'm bigger than you, but I get impatient. Sit for me. No hesitation. Following the pressure I'm putting on your thighs while my head leans up, closer and closer to your folds. What? You have to say trick or treat if you want some sugar. Sugar? I can't hear you.
You'll have to be louder, baby. What do we say when we want our treats?
Finally. Better say thank you when I'm done.
I never thought I'd want to fuck you so badly, only because somebody else is already doing it. But I feel like I can't be faulted right now. You're rocking against her tongue. Eyes closed, face scrunched and illuminated by the distant flashing lights. And the way your lips parted ever so slightly. Just enough for me to pull out my strap and get it wet with my spit before dragging the tip across your lower lip. It's almost like we're kissing, isn't it, baby? Except we're not. And you're rooting for her. While I'm pushing my length into your waiting throat.
I knew you wore candy corn boxes.
Hush. Take it. Take all of it. Breathe through your nose. Or have you forgotten how to breathe entirely? Because you're not used to being split this way.
Or spit on this. You are a handful, sweetness. It's a good thing I've got two hands.
Speaking of, brace yourself against my thighs, baby. I want your nose to brush the waistband of my jeans while your eyes tear up.
And your thighs shake and clamp around my head because you love the nip of my teeth against your clit, the flicker of my tongue as it collects all of the wetness you're giving me. My favorite fucking treat.
Take more of my cock. Be a good spooky slut and fuck both of us like you mean it. Just be careful. I hate it when you choke.
I don't. You're so damn cute trying to suck her off while chasing your own orgasm with me. Makes me want to...
Touch yourself? Do it. Rub your pussy. Because you can't resist how good my darling girl tastes. I think she likes to feel your moans rippling through her. Right, baby? Yeah, you would. You want to hear the stickiness of her pussy while she's creaming for you. Obsessed with how you can't stay flat against her tongue because you jump every time she probes at your hole. And you're nothing but a set of holes right now, baby. A mouth for me to fuck. Guiding you by the hair up and down my strap. And a cunt to squeeze around her tongue.
Keep going. Move your hips more, sweetness. Oh, bounce on my tongue.
Look what you've done. Alex always had a high libido. But she couldn't resist you. You've got her middle fingers putting in work. What? You look like you want to speak. But obviously you've got your mouth full. Is it me? You want me to tell you how badly I need to feel you? It's true. I would do anything to keep those bloodless lips wrapped around the base of my cock. Drool stringing down your chin, bead by bead. You're hardly sucking anymore. My baby is just a dumb, brainless vessel that's just letting me use her like a human flesh light. Are you choking on your own spit? Poor thing. You remember your safe action, yes? You tap my thigh 3 times if you need me to stop.
She's not going to last much longer anyways. Her legs are shaking real bad, Faye.
So it seems. Can you last long enough for me to come down your throat, baby? I think Alex would appreciate feeling my cum sputter out of you onto her face.
Fuck, you're killing me. Faye, sweetness, I'm so close.
Lean back, pumpkin. Open as wide as you can. You don't have to do anything other than let Alex suck on your clit while I force every thick inch of myself into your mouth until I can see my dick imprint on your skin. Shh, keep it down. Don't push me away unless you use your safe action. We're not stopping. This is the scary part of the scare house, baby. You're trapped until you come. Don't fight back.
Just give in, sweetness. Come for me. For us. Don't you want to feel some relief? Surely your body is starting to wear out from being kissed.
Spread. Abused. Used.
Fucked. You taste so good. Like candy. And I really could eat you forever. But the way you flutter around the edge of my tongue, the way your excitement is cascading over my taste buds. Sweetness, I'm so, so close. Every curl of my fingers is just a vivid reminder of what my body is doing to you.
You're at your limit, princess. Oh, just let go. Give you a treat for being quiet in this prop room. I'll allow you to carry my cum in your belly for the rest of the afternoon. Oh, I didn't mention that, did I? Silly me. I wanted to make your Halloween extra special, baby. So not only does the strap glow, but it ejaculates. Can you handle my cum when it spurts out of your nose? Will you swallow it for me? Yeah, of course it will. Oh, but you have to come with me. I need you to be empty before I spill into you. Oh, give Alex your cum, you'll get mine. Plus, I can already feel your jaw locking up. You're a whore, but I don't want you to break. On the count of...
Three. Make it three.
Needy. Alright. On the count of three, come for me, love. Let Alex's lips suckling on your pussy, penetrating, her tongue dipping in and out, guiding you over the edge. Be a good candy bag and catch your sweets. Release me and keep your mouth open. Tongue out while I stroke myself. Look up at me. You ready, princess? One. Two. Two and a half.
Faye, she's...
Fuck. Me too. Come, both of you. Empty yourself into her mouth and write it out. Good girl. Very loud, though. Let's take care of that. Say, that's my spooky little slut. I've got piss poor aim, don't I? Painted your pretty eyes shut. But maybe that was on purpose. Swallow it. And I'll give you a kiss. Thank you. Alex, you good?
Never better. You sure know how to ride. My makeup is probably fucked. I'd definitely do it again, though.
You are exhausted. You're barely sitting up on your own. Come here. I'm gonna pick you up and carry you out to the table in the corner, alright? Alright, let's go, honey. There, you can keep your legs around me while resting your head on my chest. I won't stay like this for a moment.
I'll get some wipes for her.
Thank you. Does that sound okay, love? May I clean you up?
Here, they're kind of dry as they're for special effects makeup, but they'll do.
They will. Won't they, sweet girl? You did so good taking both of us. Did you know that? Thank you for letting me touch you.
And a thank you from me as well.
A few more spots, and then you'll be clean. And there. I'll get you some cider or water as soon as we get out of here, okay? I will carry you for the rest of the evening, but for now, I need you to relax. Alex and I will help put your bottoms back on in a sec.
And I won't make you go through the rest of the scare house. It was nice to see you again, Faye.
Nice, my ass. You just had a threesome with me and my girlfriend.
And it was amazing.
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
Technically, a threesome is where we'd be kissing, too. We didn't kiss.
Is that your stupid way of asking for a kiss?
From both of you? Yes.
Later. She's half asleep in my arms, dude. I don't think now's the time. We'll talk about it with her when she's less fucked.
Right. Happy almost Halloween, Faye. And you too, sweetness.
Happy almost Halloween.